Manu Patra alerts dated the 5th of November 2019. Supreme Court has said no to Tata Housing and investors of the ₹1,800 crore Tata Camelot housing project and has held that the project in Chandigarh cannot come up. The court said the project was not in accordance with the permissible norms and that it was well within the catchment area of Sukhna Lake in Chandigarh. Apex Court has directed the Odisha government to depute a chief administrator for managing the affairs of ancient Sri Jagannath Temple at Puri and passed a slew of directions for enabling peaceful darshan by devotees and providing amenities for them. Supreme Court has pulled up authorities from Punjab, Haryana, Uttar Pradesh, and Delhi for failing to control crop stubble burning in their states, which has led to the catastrophic pollution levels in New Delhi and National Capital Region. Supreme Court has observed that a trial court cannot refuse to consider the application for discharge filed by an accused merely because his earlier application to quash the entire prosecution under Section 482 of Code of Criminal Procedure, 1973 was dismissed by the High Court. Supreme Court has demanded answers from the Chhattisgarh government on the alleged tapping of a former top cop's phone, making scathing remarks on the lack of respect for a citizen's fundamental right to privacy by the government. Supreme Court has observed that inherent power under Section 482 of Code of Criminal Procedure, 1973 cannot be used by the High Court to reopen or alter an order disposing of a petition decided on merits. The court further noted that recall of judgment would amount to alteration or review of judgment, which is not permissible under Section 362 of CRPC. Delhi High Court has allowed Shiromani Akali Dal's Delhi President Paramjit Singh Sarn, who was stopped at the Rattari border, to go to Pakistan and visit Nankana Sahib. The court suspended the lookout circular issued against Mr. Sarn and asked him to return on or before the 16th of November. Madras High Court has permitted credit transition of education cess, secondary higher education cess and Krishi Kalyan cess into the goods and services tax, GST, regime. Bombay High Court has directed activist Gautam Navlakha, an accused in the Bhim Koregaon violence case, to approach the Special Sessions Court at Pune for anticipatory bail. The High Court has also directed the lower court to expedite the hearing. Bombay High Court has sought to know from the Reserve Bank of India what steps it has taken to protect the interests of depositors of the crisis-hit Punjab and Maharashtra Cooperative Bank. The court was hearing a bunch of petitions filed by the bank depositors, challenging restrictions imposed by the RBI on withdrawals. Securities and Exchange Board of India has said that listed Indian firms' employees, including foreign nationals, are required to follow the code of conduct while trading in American depositories' receipts and global depositories' receipts. SEBI further clarified that trading in such depository receipts is covered under the SEBI, Prohibition of Insider Trading, Regulations, 2015, PIT regulations. Securities and Exchange Board of India has said that the chief executive officer of a rating firm cannot be a member of the rating committee and such committees will directly report to the chief rating officer. The capital markets regulator also said that independent directors should constitute one-third of the board of the rating agency. Reserve Bank of India has told private banks to raise the variable portion of remuneration to at least half of the total for their chief executives and whole-time directors so that top management rewards reflect the pay-for-performance principles.